This is the Farmer's Calendar for May 2015. We never got around to felling any trees for firewood last fall, so here we are in spring with a skimpy woodpile, most of it white birch, which looks pretty in a fireplace but doesn't supply much heat. When you live in the woods, it's embarrassing to buy cordwood, so we're scavenging for deadwood, which won't need to dry. There's quite a bit of it, mostly from oaks decapitated by ice storms. We can snap off kindling-length branches with our fingers. The real prizes are the snags, dead trees still standing on their stumps. When their bark sloughs off, it deprives insects of shelter and prevents rotting. The wood is as smooth and hard as ivory and burns with a clear white flame. Summer is the best time to look for snags. They stand out from the other trees because they have no leaves. Even so, we sometimes get fooled by a stubborn survivor, dead at the ground, dead at the top, but still flying its green pennants from a branch or two. For a while, we couldn't see the dead trees for the forest. In time, we learned how to look at them with new eyes, and now it's amazing how many we have. I counted 50 on a quarter-mile walk. In places, they outnumber the living trees. As it says in the Book of Common Prayer, in the midst of life, we are in death.